And good evening. Welcome to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rad Schreckengaus and Monique Donnelly.
However you pronounce that.
Yeah.
Rad Schreckengaus, Schreckengaus, Schreckengist. I don't know. If it's Frank Pastore, it's whatever.
Whatever Frank says.
He destroyed it. I mean, yeah. Frank can destroy it.
Yeah.
Anybody can.
No. But I like Frank, so that's okay.
Yes.
You know, want to get out there and get online at worshipfactory.net. You know, want to talk a little bit about what Worship Factory really is. A lot of times the listeners, I think, comes to the show or listens to the show, gets on the radio down the road, and pretty soon they go, well, what is it? You know, what is Worship Factory, and why Worship Factory, and why did God give this in our life? And Rod, I mean, if you want to talk a little bit about it, let's talk a little bit about Worship Factory.
Yeah, what sparks for us are the questions that were in our minds when we began to talk about Worship Factory. Things like, why is it that churches are so disconnected? Mm. Even churches within a denomination tend to be disconnected. They don't share resources. If you want to be on a worship team at one church, you have to go there for 6 months, and then you can try out. If you make it, you can be on that team. Yeah. But the church right next door, you can't be on that team unless you change churches in 6 months and the whole thing. It just seems really silly to me when you have a SAG union member who can show up on a set one week and then another set another week and is shared in the world. They don't have any problem with that. So why is the body of Christ so disconnected?
Ouch. Mm-hmm. Ouch, that hurts too much. It's like, yeah. What do you mean? So if you don't wear a red uniform, then you can't go to the blue team.
Right, right.
Forbidden.
Okay. So you got to wear your whites when you're home.
Yeah. Even neutrals don't work, you know?
Okay.
We were just explaining the show to our guest that's coming up today, and it was good for us to kind of recap on what Worship Factory is, because in a nutshell, it's encouraging Christian creatives.
Absolutely.
And I know that we all come from different angles in that. I know, Rod, you come from the worship, on stage background, and you know, we come from, you know, studio background. And so it's all about letting God inspire creativity in all of us, whether that's, you know, an artist, yeah, you might be a dancer, painter, whatever, or if you're a businessman, you know, how is God breathing his fresh creativity, problem solving, or how is God using creativity in your life? So that's what we want to talk about, and how do we unite that effort to be creative?
Exactly, and I think one of the biggest things that we thought is being the age of internet, and obviously with Facebook and Twitter, you know, God put on our heart that we needed to launch a website. I mean, obviously enough, if you go to worshipfactory.net, we have a website. If you go there and then you go to the Connect button, which is up in the top, and essentially go there and it'll bring you to our Connect page, and you can actually get online and social media and talk to people and communicate with one another, which is really important in this day and age, especially with the internet.
Yeah, we want to press forward the idea that Christians are not second-class citizens.
Mm-mm.
And that you being created in God's image already equips you to be so much more than the people around you. And we've got to quit thinking small.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to quit thinking disconnected. Let's meet, let's join, let's encourage, let's find ways to build each other up. Because what we're finding with this whole Worship Factory ministry is that there are a lot of creative people who are on the leading edge of what's going on in the world, not just in Christianity. So Christians are finally getting the vision. God's inside of me. Nothing is impossible. God's in me. Mm-hmm. Greater is he that is in you than he is in them. They're finally realizing this is a reality.
Nothing is impossible. That should be a song.
I think we should do that.
That's awesome, Ron. I love that.
I like that.
You know, you are listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton, Rod, and Monique, and we are talking about worshipfactory.net and what we do and what God has called us to do here. It's not about us. It's about Jesus Christ.
And the cool thing about our website is that you can throw needs out there. There's been some, I mean, we've got even got members, European members, who are kind of throwing out the visions that God is placing on their hearts. And it's a great place to go, okay, here's my need. I'm going to throw it out there and see what other Christian creative is feeling the same thing. And it's a good place to connect and unite your different gifts, because we all have different gifts and we all want to be good stewards. So what are your needs? Throw them up there on the site and see if, you know, another Christian creative can collaborate with you.
You know, you were talking, Monique, about that, just about that. And I think it's just amazing what God's doing. I mean, with the internet and the vehicle of internet, we can actually reach the world, which is really a scary thing in some ways, especially with me if I'm running behind the keyboard. But if somebody else like John that knows how to send an email, we're really going to do okay. So, but it, you know, when you
give yourself far too little credit.
When you think about that, you know, you think about, you know, we have people coming to us because God's driving them to us. It's not us. It has nothing to do with
us.
When someone reaches us from Europe and says, look, we want to launch a smart program, which obviously another piece we can talk about here at Worship Factory, But it's incredible that God is using this vehicle to open the door
of communication.
Mm-hmm. Of communication to the way that he wants us to communicate. You know, you were talking about, Rod, and you know, it drives me nuts all the time that we're sitting in church and we throw a barrier up between each other. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the most segregated time of the week on a Sunday. You go to your church, you go to your church, it's black, it's white, it's Asian, it's Hispanic, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing that we as the body of Christ are so afraid to reach out there and say, how can we help? Or what can we be a part of what you're doing? Or can you be a part of what we're doing? You know, and we're so afraid to do that. And it's the body of Christ.
I want to be clear that we're not anti-church.
No, absolutely.
We are all members of Real Life Church in Valencia, very active in our church. And we know that's a system God created. But I think we've allowed things to invade. I don't want to give credit to the enemy. I think there are things that have invaded our world as Christians that are now causing us problems. And this is one of them that keeps us isolated. Because God is big, okay? He's huge, and he wants us to think big. But we somehow, in the little environment of our church and our world, we begin to think small. Maybe I could write a song that somebody would like. Mm-hmm. No, maybe God wants you to write the song that's going to change the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Think big.
Right.
I had an email from somebody in the UK who wants to start a worship training center in Bath, in England, and contacting us.
Yeah.
And all we need is £1 million, by the way. Anybody's got some
right.
pounds laying
pounds.
Around.
They want to buy a mansion over there.
Yeah,
that's
all we need, and we're going to get it
God's
started.
God's Word says, without a vision, the people perish.
Yeah.
And so that's our prayer and our challenge for any of our listeners is, what is God birthing in you? What is God? What is the desire? Like, have we even stopped to ask God, what do you want? You know, that's our challenge. You know, listen to God's voice. What is how does he want to use you? And are you being obedient? You know, if it seems too big and too overwhelming, you know, we don't want you to shirk back. We want you to go, okay, I know this sounds way bigger than any talents that I have, but I'm throwing this out there. This is what I see. And this is what I feel God is wanting, and throw it out there on Connect and see if anyone's going to jump on board with you.
That's what we're doing here at Worship Factory. Worshipfactory.net is where you need to go. And we put this radio show on KKLA 99.5 FM so that you can be encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
Think big. Nothing is impossible.
Amen.
And our guest today is an example of that. This is out-of-the-box thinking.
Right.
This is something that I wouldn't have ever thought of, but how to affect the fashion world.
Yeah.
This is pretty amazing.
Hannah Frendel with her Unleashed magazine, by the way. She has a magazine out there for Christian creatives and targeted at modeling and the fashion world, which is incredible. It's online.
Amazing.
We'll get into it more with her.
Yeah, but that's the idea is, you know, don't think small. Think big.
Right.
This whole ministry is just booming because one person said, I need to try to reach out to the fashion industry.
You know, we hear so often, too, that, I don't have the money, or how am I going to get the resources? We are talking about a creator that created the heavens and the earth.
Amen.
And we're talking about somebody that's not bankrupt, and somebody
right.
has the power to the banks, and has anything that he can open the doors. He's proven it to our lives over and over again.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that you're hearing our voices means that's true.
Yeah.
God's just amazing.
You know, and we could use your help out there as well, as far as with Worship Factory. We are a self-funded ministry, if you would, out there, and we do this because, in fact, do, by the way, Monique, but because God has called us to, and if you feel inclined to support this ministry, we would love it, and go to worshipfactory.com.
Let me add to that, Kempton, because I just feel prompted in my heart. There are people that are listening that they say, yeah, boy, supporting, you know, everything you're saying is really good, and I'm going to press you past that. I'm going to say you need to do something with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That we're looking for people that are partnering with the vision.
Mm-hmm.
This is not just listening and feeling good about something. This is about doing and making a difference. Get on board with Worship Factory. If you can support our ministry, we would love to have you do that so that God can bless you and richly mm-hmm. do something in your life.
You know, every day we bring on artists in this ministry and in this radio show, and we bring on somebody to promote what God is doing in their life. I mean, we do it for no money to the artist. We're not asking them for anything, to come in here basically to promote their wares and what God has called them to do. And I think that if you are listening out there, as far as this is not our mission, this is God's mission. We happen to be driving in the seat because God put us here.
Right.
It's not because of something we're doing, something we're awarded, something that we deserve. There's nothing right. that we're doing behind these microphones. Why God picked us, I have no idea still to this day, but he did. So yeah. here we are as far as that goes, and he can pick you in the same framework.
That's what
Whatever you're doing, he can pick you. And if you're listening to the radio right now, he probably already picked you, and you're just not listening. That's the reality of it. Often we hear his voice, and we turn a deaf ear because he's talking to you. He's telling you what you should do, whether it's a creative creating a project or whether it's a financier that can write a check. Whatever it is out there as far as that goes, I think it's our call and our duty to be behind these mics, not getting paid for it, and it's on the same time we could use your help to continue this ministry.
Yeah, there are expenses and costs, obviously, and we're not begging. You don't hear us say much around here. We're about the mission of Worship Factory,
exactly.
but we are looking for people that will prayerfully partner with us in this ministry, this very valuable ministry.
You know, I want to talk about our guest and things, Jarrett LeMaster last week, which is just incredible. We're talking about these. God, it fills this room every week with people that I'm just like, it just, I can't wait till the heavenly choir, till you go to the choir,
right.
to the artistry that's going to be there, because we're actually, the Creator shows us every day just how beautiful his creation
Little
really
glimpses.
Is.
It's great.
Unbelievable. Right here at Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. And we are going to get in studio with Hannah Frindle, which has launched an Unleashed magazine, which is on to the fashion world out
there
of America. And you don't have to be a Christian to go on and check out the magazine.
Yeah.
She's really, really cool.
Yeah, Monique, but the cool
another
thing
Monique's
is,
friend.
Yeah. Another cool thing about this is that it gives – there's a whole section that models and women are able to give their testimony. It's not this blatant, you know, God is in your face thing.
Right.
But it's just their testimony. It's a beautiful thing, and I can't wait to pick her brain.
So we'll be right back with Hannah Frindle right here at KKLA 99.5 FM with Worship Factor. We'll be right back.
You show your majesty in every star that shines. And every time we breathe, your glory, God, revealed from distant galaxies to here beneath our skin. You are higher than we ever could imagine, and closer than our eyes could ever see.